kukhanya ukungathi umjikelo obhanqa khona manje, especially kuma swing states. Siyazi ukubana ama election wonke esikwenzeka ka president ukuthi uze uwine, kumele uwine ama states la aphezulu la, iMichigan, Wisconsin, the Pennsylvania, and ama states la ngama swing states, ngoba atshengisa ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi aloku kuhamba abe avotele ama democrats, kwesinye isikhathi awinwa ngama republicans. Okwamanje kodwa kukhanya ngathi uKamala Harris uloku mbijana advantage kuTrump, hayi kakhulu, it's within era deviation. So asazi ukuthi sizozala mgomon mhlaka 4 uTrump laye uHarris babhizi bese ePennsylvania kakhulu, ngoba iPennsylvania ikhanya ngathi i-very competitive kulolu khetho lelo. UBiden wayiwina ngo-2020 kodwa hayi ngezinga elikhulu. So I think abantu bakaTrump babona kule chance lapho ukuthi bangayithatha back, ngoba uTrump laye wayiwina ngo-2016 ePennsylvania. So yeah, okwamanje singathi nje hayi ama-polls atshengisa ukuthi ngutshiki lobhanqa.
Kuyini kodwa ongaguquka kumbe okungenza ukuthi omunye anqobe omunye endaweni ezinjalo, baba Moyo?
Abesimame okuyibona esibona bengathi udaba lwelu lo abortion, lama rights abo, amalungelo abo ukuthi benza bakufisayo ngomzimba wabo, sesibona ungathi bona abaningi bakhona bahamba lo Kamala Harris ukuthi bathi amalungelo abo kumele anikezwe back, ngoba amanye ama states sibona ukuthi asathatha la malungelo after umthetho ka Roe v Wade lwana wa reverse ngama Republican, yi Supreme Court egcwele ama Republican afakwa ngu Trump lapho. Okunye futhi esikhangelelayo ukuthi kulama Republicans for Kamala Harris sibona abantu abaprominent abafana lo Dick Cheney owayengu vice president ka George Bush, lo mntana wakhe u Liz Cheney obe ngusihlalo omkhulu e Congress representing ama Republicans, uthi naye i party yakhe yama Republican ubona ngathi silahlekile ngokulandela u Donald Trump. So ule influence la enkulu kakhulu sibona ebusy encedisana lo Kamala, sesike sambona even kwamanye amarali kaKamala ezama ukukhokha amanye ama-Republican ukuthi lawo asupport uKamala.